Headshred helmets are the best thing between your brain and the deck. We recently blogged the story of young Lewis Mills, who spent 2 weeks in hospital after a nasty fall. Our Headshred team looked into the accident to diagnose the problem and figure where things went wrong for Lewis. Let's return to the scene.
All right, it's my turn. Watch these moves.
Lewis, you forgot your helmet, dude.
I don't need it.
Wow, he's awesome.
We've got to call an ambulance.
Oh, what's those sirens? Oh, am I in an ambulance? I was shredded. That was a big hit. Oh, my head hurts. Is that you, Dad? Oh, what's that tube in my mouth?
Hello, Doctor. I'm Cameron, Lewis's father.
Hello, Mr. Mills. Nice to meet you.
Oh, please call me Cameron. How is he? Is he going to be all right?
He's doing well. Your son is a very lucky boy. The skateboard accident caused a minor TBI.
TBI?
A traumatic brain injury. The accident fractured his skull and there's been some bleeding in the cranial cavity. Please, it's okay. The immediate danger has passed and he's showing great progress. It wasn't severe. We've drained the area and will continue his monitoring and medication for a few days. We're keeping him sedated today. Tomorrow he should be fine to be woken up. We need to keep him in for a few days for observations. Don't worry about all those bandages. They can come off tomorrow.
Oh, thank you, Doctor. You sure everything's going to be okay?
With brain injuries, we can never be certain. That's why helmets are so important. With Lewis, I'm very confident he'll make a full recovery. The worst part for Lewis is that he needs to stay off the skateboard for at least 6 months until I know he's fully recovered. Doctor's orders. I'm prescribing some more sedatives and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Goodbye.